Today, we're talking about the 80% reskilling crisis and how to upskill while working full-time without going broke.
You know that feeling when you look at a job board today? You realize you don't recognize half the software requirements anymore. It's honestly terrifying when you're already working 40 hours a week. You're just trying to pay your rent.
It really is a massive shift. The World Economic Forum looked into this recently. They say 59 out of every 100 workers globally will need significant reskilling by 2030. That's most of us needing to learn entirely new ways to work.
But how are we supposed to do that? Companies want us to know all these new AI tools now, but they aren't exactly sending us back to college to learn them.
Exactly right. McKinsey found that 87% of companies have a skills gap right now. But U.S. corporate training budgets actually dropped to $98 billion this year.
Wait a second. They know we need new skills, but they're actually spending less money to train us. That feels completely backwards to me.
It's backwards, but it's the reality we have to deal with. Artificial intelligence is just speeding this whole thing up. National University researchers estimate 30% of current jobs could be automated by 2030.
That makes me want to panic a little bit, honestly. If my job changes that much, I have to learn new skills. But going back to school means taking on more student loans. I'm still paying off my first degree.
You're definitely not alone in feeling that pressure. Taking on more debt for a master's degree is usually a terrible financial move right now. We need to forget the old rules of career growth completely.
Okay, so if going back to a traditional university is out, what's the actual alternative? Are we just watching random tutorial videos online all night?
Not quite. The secret is focusing on micro-credentials instead of broad degrees. Employers are starting to prefer specific short-term certificates. They want to see boot camp projects over traditional four-year degrees.
That makes a lot of sense. But even short certificates cost money. Plus, when I look at online learning platforms, there are 10,000 courses. My brain just completely freezes up.
Behavioral economists actually call that choice overload. You don't need access to every single course ever made. You just need a curated path that matches the exact job you want next.
Right, but we still have to pay for that specific path. How do we do this without draining our savings accounts?
The smartest move is using other people's money. Your very first stop has to be your HR department. The IRS allows employers to pay up to $5,150 per employee every year. This money is for education, and it's completely tax-free.
Over $5,000 a year, completely tax-free. Why does it feel like nobody ever talks about this benefit?
A lot of companies just don't advertise it. But that money can cover tuition and books. In some cases, it can even pay down qualified education loans. It's literally free money left on the table.
Let's say my company is cheap and they don't offer that. What's my backup plan for funding this new certificate?
You should look for industry-specific grants or free programs. Google has their Grow initiative for high-demand fields. Platforms like Coursera also have financial aid applications for their professional certificates.
So there are ways to pay for it without going into debt. But I still have a massive time problem. After a full day of work, my brain is absolute mush. I can't sit down and study for 3 hours.
You definitely shouldn't try to study for 3 hours straight. The best approach is using the Pomodoro technique. Just do 25 minutes of focused work and then take a 5-minute break.
25 minutes sounds way more doable. I could probably knock that out on my lunch break. Or I could just listen to audio lectures during my commute.
Exactly. Reclaiming lost time during your commute is huge. Another option is waking up just an hour earlier to study. You do it before decision fatigue sets in from your actual job.
I really like my sleep, so the morning thing might be tough for me. But I could definitely squeeze in a quiz on my phone. I can do that while eating lunch instead of scrolling social media.
Whatever works best for your daily schedule. Just don't sacrifice your sleep to get it done. Neuroscience shows your brain needs that rest to actually retain what you just learned.
What about learning while I'm actually on the clock? Is there a way to get my employer to basically pay me to upskill?
That's the ultimate goal for career growth. Corporate learning experts talk about the 70-20-10 model. They say 70% of your development should come directly from on-the-job experiences.
So how do I actually set that up at work? Do I just ask my boss if I can do something completely different for a few hours a week?
Pretty much. You want to ask for stretch assignments. If you want to learn data analytics, ask your manager to pilot a new reporting tool. You can do it for your department's weekly metrics.
I see. I frame it as a win for them. I get to practice a new skill on company time and build my resume. They get a more capable employee without having to hire someone new.
Exactly. Employees who connect their learning to immediate work challenges finish training faster. They also remember the information much better. Plus, it costs you absolutely $0.
This feels a lot less overwhelming now. We don't have to quit our jobs or take out huge loans to stay relevant. We just have to be a bit more strategic with our time at work.
That's the whole point. Your one clear takeaway for today is to schedule a 15-minute meeting with your HR rep this week.
Yes, go ask about that IRS-approved $5,250 educational benefit. Even if they don't advertise it, you might be surprised by what they can cover.
Find out what they'll pay for and start building those new skills. For more practical tips on managing your career and your money, check out geldzak.com.